This moment back in October was unusual for Cher Brown.
I want to take you, but President's going to be here in just a few minutes. I want to take you back.
The Democratic incumbent has only appeared at rallies with President Obama five times this year, including that rally last month at Ohio State University. But on the other side, Republican challenger Josh Mandel has made campaigning with Mitt Romney a somewhat regular occurrence in Powell, near Delaware, in August.
And that's what this Romney-Ryan campaign is all about, changing the people who are leading our country.
And in coal country that same month, Mandel got an introduction from the candidate himself.
Josh Mandel. Josh, come on up here and say hello to everybody.
Mandel has been alongside Romney at some 18 other campaign events in Ohio. It makes sense that Mandel would campaign with Romney more often than Brown with Obama. Mandel is lesser known than Brown and has a shorter record on which to campaign and fewer longtime supporters to draw on. But Romney and Obama are very close in the polls, while Mandel and Brown are separated by a gap that's as big as 9 points in a survey released in the last few days. That suggests there's some coattail campaigning on the Republican side, because some voters are indeed ticket splitting, backing one candidate in the presidential race and supporting another in the Senate race. Ohio University professor and Plain Dealer editorial board member Tom Suttis says it's almost being encouraged.
We have this interesting phenomenon of the Cincinnati Inquirer and the Columbus Dispatch, both endorsing Governor Romney for the presidency, and both endorsing Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown for re-election. So if editorial pages are split, I have to think that some voters may be as well.
And David Cohen at the Bliss Institute for Applied Politics at the University of Akron says this isn't a shocker to him.
The senator appeals more to especially white working class voters in parts of the state that Barack Obama has a harder time with. And I think it's very possible that even if Obama were to lose Ohio in a close race, that Brown would retain his seat.
But Cohen says the ticket splitting seems to be going mostly one way.
Josh Mandel, for example, being a Jewish candidate from Northeast Ohio, is probably going to do better with the Jewish vote than a typical Republican candidate would. And so you may see some of those Jewish voters from Northeast Ohio and across the state vote for Mandel and then vote for Obama. But I don't think you're going to have a whole lot of that.
And Suttis thinks that for some voters, ticket splitting may not be political, but practical.
All of us don't give other people maybe enough credit sometimes for thinking about the question or the point of view. Divided government can be a good guarantee of someone's liberty being protected because someone's watching somebody else pretty closely. And so that may well be what happens.
Suttis says he doesn't think there really are that many straight party ticket voters in Ohio anymore, though the parties certainly encourage that. So he expects some surprises on election night. But he also cautions that it's unlikely there will be any major changes in leadership. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.